How are you, Rick?
Very good.
A very interesting day on the floor. Tell me what you thought with the results.
Well, it was a very long day. We started debating at 10 a.m., ended up almost 6 p.m. What occurred is the MBT, the Michigan Business Tax, which is very convoluted and everybody agrees needs to be changed because it's driving companies away. That was put into a simplified business income tax so everybody can understand it. I voted for that. I agree with it completely. Hopefully that'll help us bring more jobs.
Do you think that it will, in the long run, be good for Michigan? It's obvious that we have a $2 billion budget that we've been dealing with. In the long run, as we look to next year and beyond, will it be helpful to the state?
Yes, I think that it's certainly we have to try something different. What we have now, the MBT simply isn't working. It's too confusing. Companies tell us they don't want to come here. So hopefully with a new simplified business tax, we can get a lot more people to move in.
Do you think this is going to hurt seniors and the poor?
I don't think it was directed to hurt anybody, but there is a change in the pension tax, and I voted no on that portion of it. I simply didn't agree with it, and that's common in politics. Sometimes you agree with the governor, and sometimes you don't.
But it seems that this package, there was a lot of compromise, and it also seems like there was a lot of fight as there were Republicans who went to the Democratic side on this issue.
Well, I don't think you could say that those of us that voted no on the pension tax part went to the Democratic side. We seven simply disagreed with a change in the tax status for pensioners.
All right, so what's next on the agenda?
Well, what's next? In the next 2 weeks, there'll be conferences on all the budgets that went through the House and through the Senate, and now they have to match exactly. So there'll be conferences on all of those, and we'll have to vote those out. The goal is to have everything done by June 1, which would be pretty much a record for this sort of business, getting everything balanced and done by June 1.
Okay, as someone who tries to remain neutral, and we allow folks like you to tell us what you think and what you saw, as an outsider looking in, it looks like you're progressing along well, and it looks like there's compromise on many issues where there's been disagreement.
Yes, I would agree. There have been some compromises, and certainly we have a lot of work yet the next 2 weeks if we can reach June 1 and have it all done. And I certainly don't want to see K-12 cut as much as what was first proposed, and so I'm going to continue to work in that area.
From what I understand, there is other funding that we could put into the K-12 funding. Is that true?
Well, you know, we're going to find out Monday, because Monday they do the revenue estimate once again for May. They do that, you know, ever so often, and I predict it'll be $500 million higher. If it is, there should be more money available for K-12.
All right, and Rick, before I would let you go, I wanted to know where your bill, which advocates smoking rooms in bars, where that stands now.
Well, it's just been introduced. It hasn't been taken up yet. I expect that the Regulatory Reform Committee will take it up sometime this spring or summer and debate it. And certainly our goal is to have more jobs, and I don't think it's unreasonable to allow people to go to a separate room where there's no service and smoke.
So give us the details in your bill in a nutshell.
Well, in a nutshell, many of the bars out there are losing a fortune. The state is losing a fortune. We're not selling their keynote tickets. They dropped off right after the smoking ban. So it simply says that a bar that wishes can have a separate room for smokers, you know, the negative airflow to put it outside, and there would be no service. So no waiter or waitress would ever have to enter that room.
All right, then. When do you think this will be taken up, Rick?
Well, again, I'm hoping this spring or this summer the chair of the rig reform will take it up, and we'll debate it and see where we end up with it.
All right, Rick. Rick Jones, State Senator, thanks so much. We appreciate your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too.